Blog Talk Radio.
That song so much. That's actually one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. So, yeah. So, it is. I love it. So, welcome to Ignite at Night, everybody. My name is Shalia.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
And we are the innovation. Yeah. What's good? Yeah. Hope you're really good.
I am. It is day 9 of an Ignited Night Christmas, and I'm so excited. This is almost over, guys.
I am. Yeah.
But I'm sad at the same time. I've had so much fun these 9 days. Well, yeah, I have fun, so, yeah. But tomorrow, guys, we have a great show for you. The new show, The Rap Game, executive produced by Jermaine Dupri and Queen Latifah, the contestant Super Peach will be on the show tomorrow, and she is super hot. Mm. Y'all will love that. She is amazing. And she's so young. Mm. She's amazing. So cannot wait for that interview tomorrow. But I know a lot of you guys were wondering where was Vanessa yesterday, and she actually went to the movies. But here's the thing. She didn't go to see Star Wars. She didn't go to see Alvin and the Chipmunks. And she didn't go to see Sisters. So, this chick
I told you guys.
So,
I'm so sorry. I told you guys.
And it had to be that good if you skipped out on all three of those movies to go see what you saw. So tell us, what did you see?
Guys, I told you. This whole Christmassy, lovey-dovey, all that other stuff, it's not for me. I'm not that type of girl. I'm a horror movie. It doesn't matter how bad or how good. I'm just a horror type of person. Like, that's what I like. So, you know, a horror movie can't come out and I not go see it. Like, that's not like me.
Oh,
that's not in my bone. I just couldn't do it.
What kind of Christmas spirit is that? I want to watch horror. Christmas is joyful, not scary. It's not Halloween.
I know. I don't like Christmas music. I don't like Christmas movies. It's just all, I don't know. It's just
what?
Cliche. It's not my,
Vanessa, just
you
like
sound
me.
So much like Jordan.
How? It's people be talking about something. I'm like the Scrooge because I don't like Christmas. I like Christmas. I like the fact that we're out of school. I like the fact that, you know, I can chill, eat food, and be good, get presents, you know, the good stuff. But the whole going the extra mile for the Christmas movies and Christmas music and all that stuff, y'all can keep that.
That's so Jordan. You've been around Jordan too long. So, tell us how the movie was. Give us a quick little review about it.
Okay, so basically the movie Krampus is based off like a folk tale, and it's like if you don't believe in Christmas, like if you're basically the opposite of Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus comes with gifts and stuff. Krampus comes to take you away and kill you. So if you rule, you bad, and you don't do the quote-unquote good stuff that you're supposed to do, you don't believe in Christmas, you don't believe in Santa, you don't believe in that good stuff, Krampus going to come get you. It was okay. It wasn't like, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. It was like, eh, it could pass. It was good. It was okay. Better than some of the other movies that they've been trying to pass off as scary movies nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Bad.
That's why you should have went to go see a happy movie, because I'm sure that messed up Christmas for you.
No, not really.
Well,
it was a happy movie to me.
Oh, gosh. What?
Now you see why I stay home and watch my movies.
Well, at least a good one you'll support. Also a good movie, y'all. This Tupac movie, yes, the Tupac biopic is being done. And I have some very, very exclusive details about everything we'll be filming, who's playing Tupac. You do not want to miss it. But before I get into any of that, Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this crazy world.
Okay, so first of all, there was this incident where a woman drove her car into a sidewalk along the Las Vegas Strip. She killed one person and injured 37 people. Like, I wonder what get into these women mind. Like, what happened? Like, she's only 24 years old, too. Like, that's just so crazy to me. She was so young. Like, what could have possessed her to do such a thing?
I mean, was she, like, drunk or something?
I read the article. It didn't say anything about her being intoxicated. It didn't say anything about her being under the influence. It was just, like, she just drove down there and tried to kill some people. I was just like,
she probably lost her money. She probably lost her money.
I have no idea.
You want to tell it on
I have
Jordan,
no idea, but you just can't do that. Like, how do you do that?
We just got to stay prayed up. It's some stuff really
right.
People, I don't know. Maybe because it's, like they say, a holiday season, people be lonely, and people really do feel some type of way about stuff like that. So, you know, let's keep people like that in our prayers and hope everything will go well.
Yeah,
and
then the worst part of it was she had a 3-year-old little baby in the car with her. Luckily, the baby wasn't harmed or anything, but it's just the fact that, like, what could possess her to do something like that? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Well, we'll just pray for her. I hope the child would be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he's in defects, well, you know, the government cares.
Yeah.
So I just pray for her and everything will go well. Jordan, what's going on in sports?
All right, so NBA basketball player who played for the Knicks, Derrick Williams, he's been robbed. $617,000 worth of jewelry and Louis Vuitton bag.
How did he let all that happen to him?
He said he had two girls at his house. And I probably looked for the two girls.
Wait, so he thinks the two girls robbed him?
Yeah, two girls had robbed. I think they said he had a party at his apartment. So you know how that goes. He would be running around your house and stuff.
That's dumb.
That's why you can't trust people. I'm telling you nowadays. I don't trust nobody. But God, that's it. God and Jesus. I pray this holiday season may Santa get him his stuff back. That should be on his wish list because that's a lot of stuff he lost.
Yeah.
But
I also feel that it's his fault.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Also, exciting news in the sports world. I know you guys know about Lamar Odom and his situation. So he took his first three steps on his own yesterday. So he is slowly recovering, and I'm very, very excited about that. That's so great for him. So keep Lamar Odom in your prayers, guys, and hopefully he'll be well. Speaking of the Kardashians, another way for Kardashians to make money, specifically Kim, she has come out with a new
app. Heard about that.
Kimoji. Kimoji, whatever. It's money. That's all it is. So Kim Kardashian just launched her own emoji app, Kimoji. The app features more than 250 emoji and sticker designs that reference her most famous assets and actions from her, such as, of course, her butt, her face, her contouring her face, and what people call her ugly cry face. But I don't think she cries ugly. I think she has a pretty cry. Now, I have an ugly cry.
No, she has an ugly cry. She has an ugly cry. That girl is ugly when she cries. She looks like a Muppet, like.
I mean, you have an ugly cry, but I'm just kidding.
I do not have
I'm different. I have the ugliest cry. When I say my face squinch up so bad, it's so ugly. Like, that's why I hate crying in front of people. I look like a monkey for real. I have an ugly cry. Jordan, how do you look when you cry? I would love to... Do you have an ugly cry, Jordan?
I don't cry. I'm a man.
Yes, you do, Jordan. I saw you cry the other day.
I'm a man. You hear me? That wasn't me. You know you got the wrong Jordan.
You're so nonchalant. I just feel like it doesn't seem like nothing hurts your feelings with Jordan. Like, that's why it's so funny. Like,
Jordan,
I can't imagine crying.
What if, like, your biggest crush in the world, Tinashe, came up to you and you was like, oh, my gosh, I'm your biggest fan. I love you so much. And she was like, swerve. Get out my
That's
face. What would you do?
I'm going to do something people don't do to Tinashe when they approach her.
Okay, but I'm saying, what if that does happen, though? What would you do? I'm pretty sure you'll bust out crying and bawl your eyes out.
I'm pretty sure she won't do that because, like, the other day I had said I had said something about her on Twitter. She favored it.
For real? But I'm just saying, like, dang, I ain't even trying to say that's going to happen. God forbid that happens. But I'm just saying, what if it does? I'm pretty sure you would cry.
No, I'm just going
to
cry.
No.
Well, Jordan is a very faithful person.
Some females be like that. Some females be like that. They'd be like, I don't like you, but they keep on trying. They give him a chance, and then they find out that he was really was the one for him.
Yeah, that happens.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Girls do that too. Like, you know who I'm talking about, Vanessa, right? It's just going to be like.
Girl, no. No, it's not. Well, it's not going to be like that. It's different. It's not going to be like that.
I know, because I'm going to be the one swerving him. Okay.
No. No.
We'll see. Hey, turn, whatever. Okay, yeah. We ain't getting it. But the app, for those of you who do want it, it costs $1.99, and it's compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPad Touch, and iOS 8 or later. So basically, Jordan, me and you can get it. It's Android.
Woo! Because, I mean, who makes their app for Android? Like, nobody has those. But
I mean, people who want to make
grandparents. People's grandparents have iPhones.
Delia.
I mean.
What?
You must know who you talk to. Anything I want, I can get.
Right. Go and get that iPhone upgrade.
I ain't talking about no iPhone.
Why? Y'all lame, because right? That's why I don't know why you be messing with y'all Android have a cell.
Android can download anything they want. Like,
we can download anything we want.
No,
it's called jailbroken. Duh.
No. Who got time for
that?
Yes.
Because a lot of people do it. I personally didn't do it because I don't really see anything that I need that bad to where I have to jailbreak my phone. So, yeah.
The only thing good about iPhone is FaceTime and iMessage. All the other stuff is
exactly. How? Yep. Everything else is lit.
No.
I've been saying that so much lately.
Why take myself back to the past when I'm in the future right now with Android? Everything
How
iPhone
you in
doing
the future?
Everything Android on everything Android doing, we already did that.
To be honest, Android is the past. Like, who has that anymore? Apple is the future.
Hey,
look at everybody
Android.
Else. Have. Who do you see?
A lot of,
no.
It's probably
no.
more
Android
people
than
Android
than
iPhone, I'll say the truth.
Don't. I'm telling you, because it's a lot of old people around nowadays. And I'm telling you, it's mostly old people that have Androids.
No.
Old people or lame teenagers that don't know how to FaceTime.
Well, Vanessa, when you want to buy us an iPhone, then we can talk. But until then, it's still an Android.
I got you.
No.
So, that's
Vanessa.
My little Christmas gift.
Vanessa.
I'll be looking for it.
Yes, Jordan.
Vanessa.
My homegirl,
she said she had an iPhone 6 Plus. She traded in for a Note 5. She said that was the best thing she ever did.
I mean, that's your homegirl. I said it's for lame teenagers. Or old people. So I guess she fell in one of those categories. Okay, well, she's still lame. She's still lame.
No.
And only lame people or old people.
One of my brothers, he got an iPhone. He said only reason why he got an iPhone so he can FaceTime. Other than that, he said that phone is crap.
But it don't matter. He still got it, though.
This is not the battle of the phones. Battle of the phones. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I love Android.
You got iPhone, whatever, you can get Kim Kardashian app. If not, too bad, like me. So, the app, it works with iMessage, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, email, other stuff like that. But it does not work on Instagram and Twitter. And many people are mad about that. It doesn't work on Instagram and Twitter.
That's
I mean,
dumb.
That's
what's the point?
That's what you mostly use.
What's the point of you not being able to use it if you can't use it on Instagram or Twitter? That's basically all people do now is tweet and go on Instagram, like, what?
So hopefully later on as it develops, it'll be available. And she actually started working on this almost 2 years ago, so but it's coming out for time. All of you R&B fans have a little sad news if you haven't heard about it yet. This is what I call R&B. R&B. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the group T.T. right with Tyrese and Genuine.
Yeah.
So sadly, they broke up.
Really?
And he made a post about them breaking up. He said that, you know, him and Tank will forever love Genuine and are sad that they're breaking up. said that him and Tank have been forced to look into someone else, or they may just go solo. And he said he was shocked and disappointed.
Genuine was very genuinely upset about this. He basically cursed Tyrese out.
So he's
why
that,
though?
You know, Tyrese was posting personal business and being a diva and saying that's whack of you. But I honestly don't look at it that way. I just think he was telling the truth, and something must have really happened because Genuine got very offended. So, yeah, what do y'all think about that?
I mean, it doesn't really bother me because I didn't really listen to their music like that. So I'm just like, oh, you know, oh well.
Not particularly them breaking up, but about the whole situation about Genuine going off, I kind of feel like it was like, okay.
I just feel like, you know, it's just guys being messy, which is not attractive, you know? I don't like guys being messy. That's not
cute. To be honest, I don't know why they did it anyway. They should have just stayed solo.
Right.
But, yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. But hopefully they all work it out. You know, it's too many beefs going on in the music industry, especially with African Americans. We just need more come together and more dignity. And that's not the only thing everyone's been crazy about. Miss Universe, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even get into that right now. So much is going on. But before we get into that, here is
But, you know, I wanted to just say, while the song is loading up, she has been getting so many great reviews about her Christmas shows that she's had, and gosh, she sounds so much better. I know y'all looking at the little Rockefeller one that's been shipped around, but that she did years ago, but this one's amazing. So make sure y'all check that out. But here's
that's good.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I am a big fan of Mariah Carey, and I'm very happy that she is making this comeback. Great that people can hear her voice, and she really sounds amazing. I know I'm rambling. Did somebody just pass gas?
I said that. I laugh.
Well, here's Oh Santa by Mariah Carey. This song just don't want to do right.
Throw on some Ariana Grande.
She's a wonderful singer. You trying it, Jordan. You're very trying it. So, speaking of TGT breaking up, if you could pick a R&B supergroup, what three people would you pick in it?
Male-wise or just R&B period?
Yeah.
Period. Like, it could be a girl group, male group, whatever. Who did you say? Because this was a very super R&B group. So if y'all could choose, who would y'all choose to be in a group together?
I would probably do, you know, basic R. Kelly. I don't know. I just love R. Kelly. Like, oh, my gosh.
Well, y'all think about that for a minute while I play this song. Here is Oh Santa by Mariah Carey.
Oh, Santa's gonna come and make it mine this Christmas. Santa's gonna come and make it mine, mine.
Oh, Santa.
Santa's gonna come and make it mine this Christmas.
Oh,
Santa's gonna come and make it mine, mine.
Oh, Santa. If you get this letter, won't you help me out? I know you're kind of busy with your elf right now. Cause everything
love that song. Even though that's probably the first time hearing it, but I really like it. I love it.
Yeah.
Every song you play, you always love.
Right.
That's not an old song. Oh, you said I always love.
Yeah. Well, I know. When I get to some of y'all's song requests, I don't like them, but I still play them.
But anyway, let's get into this Miss Universe controversy. My Lord. I haven't heard this much about Miss Universe until yesterday, actually. And I feel so bad for Steve Harvey. I don't feel like he deserves all the hate he's been getting. But for those of you who don't know what's going on, let me break it down for you. Yesterday was the annual Miss Universe. Everybody was watching, apparently. And, you know, women all over the world compete to be from Miss Universe, including Miss USA. She was actually the second runner-up Miss USA. And Steve Harvey announced the winner of Miss Universe was Colombia. And 1.5 minutes later, as she began tearing up and waving the Colombia flag, does the unthinkable. She said, "I have to apologize. Colombia was the runner-up, and Miss Universe is Miss Philippines." So after that, then he said, "Listen, folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake." And, you know, over 10 million people voted and watched this live, so of course they were mad. And sadly, they had to take the crown off Miss Colombia and give it to Miss Philippines. I feel horrible. It's not funny, but it's hilarious. You get what I mean?
I only watch that just to look at the females. I don't care about all the other stuff.
I feel bad for her. But you gotta imagine how she felt. When you think you're Miss Universe and then they take the crown off of you and say, "No, you didn't win." Can y'all imagine how she felt? I mean, oh my goodness. I'd be so hurt. I'd cry. Well, she did cry.
I would have been so sad. I would have been like, really, really? He could have at least did that, like, on the side. Like, he just came back on air. Oh, my bad. She didn't win. Okay.
Why didn't he do it on the side? But when you think about it, I think you have to let everybody know who won.
Yeah.
We can't just be, "Oh, I come back on air. Oh, never mind, guys, I won." So he had to do that. And
yeah,
I think he did the right thing, though, even though it was, you know, messed up he did. And he went to Twitter again, apologizing again. He said, "I want to apologize empathetically to Miss Philippines and Miss Colombia. This was a terribly honest human mistake, and I am so regretful. Secondly, I'd like to apologize to the viewers that I disappointed as well. Again, it was an honest mistake, but, you know, fans were still mad because, guess what, guys? He misspelled Colombia and Philippines."
Yeah, I saw that.
They were very mad about that. But what people don't know, actually, you know, the card said Miss Philippines, but you don't, guys know the teleprompter they read. You know, they said that said Miss Colombia. And that has happened before. I know y'all remember at the BET Awards that time when the girl said that Chris Brown won the award, but on the teleprompter it was Drake. So that does happen sometimes. And that's what happened to him. But at least he's owning up to
his mistake. But I mean, she could have read the card. Like, come on now.
No, but I'm saying the teleprompter and the card are supposed to say the same thing. So I get where it can be that confusion, like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably got a little confused.
And did you see the card? Because I saw the card, and they had, like, the name in, like, little tiny print at the bottom. Like, who gonna see that? And then they had the runner-up name in big, bold letters.
It did. So that's probably why he was, like, confused. So.
Yeah.
Give him a bow.
But I thought he would have had to go over it. like before the actual thing, but I guess not.
Mm-mm. It's all lies.
And then, did you hear that Donald Trump is trying to like say something slick at the side of his neck about the whole situation?
Yes, I was just about to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, first, let's get into Miss Germany. She said that, she claims that none of the girls voted for Miss Philippines. She said she was very upset and felt that Miss France should have won. And we're like, girl, who are you? Are you mad because you were like 15th runner up this
year? Right, like, girl, you were my first, second, or third. Why are you even in this conversation? Bye.
She's trying to get relevant off little tweets, but that's not the only hater. That's not the only diva, as we know. Mr. or Miss Donald, whatever you... I ain't going to do him like that. Donald Trump tweeted, he said, "Very sad what happened last night at the Miss Universe pageant. I sold it six months ago for a record price. This would have never happened." But when he got on TV on the Today Show, he tried to act all understanding, saying that Steve Harvey is a great guy. It was a terrible era, but things happen. It's live television. And he said he would have made them co-winners if it was his choice, that he liked Miss Columbia. But he said that Columbia because of El Chapo. That's the little drug cartel. That's why tried to be a little.
I don't know. I just feel like he's just trying to ride on that coattail like, bro, goodbye. Like, please leave.
I know. What do you feel about the situation, Jordan?
I really don't care for it. Like I said, if I do look at it, I just glance at it at the speed limits and I turn. I don't care for stuff like that because I'm a guy.
That doesn't mean anything. Like, being a guy doesn't have to do with anything.
We'll put it this way. To my opinion, I don't see what's the point I'm watching it for.
Well,
I guess.
Yesterday our show was about forgiveness, you guys, and what I was thinking, why are people so unforgiving? Because people are still so upset at him. I think they're taking it a little too far, because we all do make mistakes, but when somebody makes a mistake, it's so hard for us to forgive people. Do y'all think that's true? Because they're really so angry at him.
I forgave him. It wasn't that big of a deal. People make mistakes all the time. It's just the thing that people expect celebrities to be perfect and to not mess up and to get things right every single time. But they're human also. You can't expect that from people. So on my part, I don't feel no type of way about him messing up. It's just funny for right now because of all the memes and everything that they got going on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. It's funny, but I mean, I understand where he's coming from. He messed up. People aren't perfect.
So, if
I was Steve Harvey, I wouldn't care.
I mean, I'm sure he cares, though. If you actually look at his tweet, I really feel like he's very genuine. You got to think about it. Why would he say something like that on purpose? Like, the fake one. I don't think he'd do anything like that on purpose, though. I don't know why people are so unforgiving about it.
Sometimes celebrities, they do it to themselves. They don't be themselves. Like, even though I don't like my side, but I respect her because she's herself.
I feel like she's doing too much now. I feel like she's trying stuff on purpose. Like, when she posed naked.
No, really.
I think she was just trying to.
Maybe that's how she was in real life. Because, you know, some Disney stars, they do drugs and all that. And we don't know it because that's behind camera.
When stuff like that does happen, then it's like a big shock. But with Miley Cyrus, you're going to already be expecting things like that. She's being herself. I think the way that she's acting outrageous and all that stuff is because she was so sheltered. She was forced to be perfect at a young age. She couldn't really do anything. So now that she's older, she's in control of her own self. She wants to do everything that she couldn't do. She wants to be on top of the world. She wants to be free. She wants to do everything. So I just think that's the, like, real reason for her behavior. But it's still, you know, that's just how I think she's looking at it.
So it ain't just the Android.
stuff be breaking up too?
No, my phone didn't break up. My headphones just fell out my ears, so thank you.
Forever.
But yeah, in all things, again, let's forgive people. We all make mistakes. Y'all need to leave Harvey alone. All them little memes y'all making and stuff, memes, whatever. They're funny, but
she's
they're very
memes.
The funniest, whatever, memes. The two funniest ones I saw was the one, I know y'all seen it, where he, where they had Steve Harvey dancing to the Justin Bieber song.
That's what I was talking about earlier. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I was literally acting it out with me and my sister and my brother. It was so funny. It was so funny.
The other funny one but rude was the Leonardo DiCaprio one saying, we all know Leonardo DiCaprio has not won his Oscar, which he should, it's been overdue. And he said that if Steve Harvey is announced on the Oscars, Leo will have an award. That is so funny, the room, because it's true. Oh, what if, oh my Lord,
they
can y'all imagine, like, you think about something like that happen for real to Leonardo DiCaprio, that would be the saddest moment in history, I'm telling you. Seriously.
That is childish.
So sad. But, yeah. So, guys, I have some exclusive details about the Tupac movie to tell you. And also, we all know Salento from Watch Me Nene. And we're going to find out how much he's getting paid in a minute. But here's how I get around my Tupac.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their necks to keep their hopes in check. Cause though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy.
Tupac, that is my favorite, actually favorite hip-hop song of all time, and my third favorite song of all time, and I know all the words to that song, y'all, for real. I be jamming. But I said all that, well, first, let's get into Silent Hill. Everyone knows the song Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay. Y'all know that, right? I ain't even got to ask.
Yeah.
So you all know that Silent Hill, he signed with Capitol Records. And, guys, guess how much he made for that song? He made $100,000. And he's been He's been promised by Capitol Records an additional $50,000 if the label greenlights his first album. And they really believe in him because they believe he's not just the one hit wonder. Like, you know, some of the other songs, probably Nay Nay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a one hit wonder. Well, I think he's a one hit wonder.
And he signed up for 3 additional albums, and he could earn as much as $500,000 for each one. So, I mean, he's doing his thing, and it's good if they believe in him like that. And
yeah.
So let's get in this Tupac biopic, Overdue, and we finally found out who is playing Tupac. His name is Deshaun Jackson, and the resemblance. They really look alike, and the movie will be directed by Benny Boone. It was originally John Singleton, but so many issues happened that we discussed on our previous shows, and some of y'all may be mad about this. Keisha Cole revealed that she may be playing a key role in the movie, and the same guy, you guys know the 2009 biopic with Biggie, the same guy who played Biggie will be playing Biggie in this film. And yes, y'all, they are shooting it here in Atlanta, Georgia. They started setting up downtown in Douglasville to begin filming for the movie. So I'm very excited. Y'all know me. Like the song, I get around. I'm going to get around and I'm going to end up in that movie. Y'all going to see me in there, me and Ambria in a jail cell doing something maybe. But thank you guys so much for listening to our show. Tune in tomorrow for our interview with Super Peach, who's going to be on the new Lifetime show, The Rap Game. And see you tomorrow.
The lips see me jocking, put a little twist in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind.